Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Yes, please do give us a call. Good morning. What's going on? It's McKenzie, along with producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl. We have Lenny Bree holding it down in Houston because Joe is off in Costa Rica on vacation until Friday. He will be back. All right, so this is funny. Last week, end of the week, Porkchop comes in the studio. It's like, oh my gosh, you guys. Tells us a story how a fellow coworker walked in on you doing what?
No, so basically, I was walking through the hallway, right?
Right.
And I was walking past one of the studios, and there's this huge window. And it's usually a studio that there's nobody in.
Right.
So I just walked by, kind of, you know, I was sick last week.
Kinda
so
kind of finger my nose.
Finger to the nose. There was a crusty.
That's such a gross way to say it.
You know, just flick, right? And Liv was like, Porkchop, what'd you do with it? I don't know. It's somewhere. It's a piece of dust now.
So you picked your nose and flicked it.
Yeah, and then I wouldn't, I mean, that's kind of extreme. Just a little, you know, a little crusty flicky thing like that.
He's totally downplaying this.
And then I look to my right at that huge window where there's usually nobody in, and I see our coworker, his, I don't know, should I say his name? Our coworker. His name is, okay, Ethan. And I look over and I see him do one of these things where, like, you could tell he was just looking at me. And then he real quick turned his head to the left to pretend he didn't see me. And I was like, oh, man, like, he clearly was just looking at me.
Oh, Lord. What did you see that you can't unsee that you didn't want to see? 833-563-2539. Phone lines are blowing up. But first, we love him. We love Joe. Here's something, a fun fact you might not know. He loves to take his shirt off. Like, I've never been around someone who just whips their shirt off for no reason. And one time, I don't know what he was trying to show the room, but I saw way too much.
Uh-oh.
Way too much.
You mean like of his shirt off?
I was like, oh, I did not ask for that.
Like,
it was
under?
Way too much. Way too much. So anyway, I'm traumatized.
Okay. All right. But interesting.
All right. We will get to the phone lines in a few minutes. But yes, we're asking, what did you see that you can't unsee? Have you seen Ethan, by the way, since he caught you picking your nose?
No, I have not.
Are you embarrassed now?
Yeah, of course. I don't know. It's even weirder that he did the whole, like, twist his head, look left real quick thing. Because then it's like, all right, obviously you just saw me.
You know what always happens to me when people walk in on me in the restroom? Always. Like, if I go...
What do you mean walk in on you?
Like, I forget to lock the door if I'm in a place that just has, like, a onesie, like a one-person bathroom.
Oh, I don't think anyone's ever walked in on me on the bathroom. How can you not remember to lock the door?
Well, I don't. They do walk in.
All right, newsflash. Anyone just follow McKenzie to the bathroom and it'll be open.
It's bad. Liv, what did you see that you can't unsee?
Okay, so one time this was back when I was an intern at a finance firm. So, like, I'm hanging around, like, very, like, successful, like, older men. And I was staring at this old man because he just, like, was kind of a weird dude. So I was always just, like, look at him when I would be bored and stuff. And he picked a massive wedgie and then just happened to look at me as he was doing it. And he saw me see him pick this giant wedgie out of his butt.
Ew.
And it was so awkward. I, like, quickly turned away. And, like, it was weird between us ever since then. Maybe that's why I'm not in finance right now.
That's seriously disturbing. Well, we're talking about, you know, things that happen at work. It gets super awkward. Coming up, we're going to talk about a four-day work week. I have been an advocate of this since the get. And a company is actually saying, hey, we're doing it and it's working. We want to get your opinion. That's coming up on Joe and McKenzie.